for WTNS News. Our town, Coshocton, is hosting the annual Miracle on Main Street Parade next Friday in downtown Coshocton. The popular holiday event will begin at 5 o'clock with a new vendor market on 4th Street. Food will be available for purchase from outdoor vendors or at downtown restaurants. And then free cookies and cocoa will be offered at various stations along Main Street. In conjunction, the public library is hosting a holiday open house that includes refreshments, crafts, and visits with Rudolph. A new downtown holiday window display contest will kick off at Miracle on Main Street and run through December 15th. The winner will be selected by public voting. Ballots will be available at participating merchants. And then the lighted parade will begin at 6:30 p.m. from the fairgrounds, again next Friday, and follow the route of 7th Street to Main and end at 3rd Street. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be greeting children at the BKH Event Studio at 419 Main Street. Parade entry forms are available at the Salvation Army, Coshocton Furniture, Our Town Coshocton's website, their Facebook page, or by email at ourtowncoshocton@gmail.com. The Sheriff's Office reports one complaint investigated yesterday. Leah Nine of Coshocton reported her vehicle was struck while parked in the Walmart parking lot. A West Lafayette woman has been sentenced to prison time for trafficking in methamphetamine. 35-year-old Catherine McGee of Plainfield Road was sentenced by Judge Robert J. Batchelor on a first-degree felony count of trafficking in methamphetamine under a theory of complicity. County Prosecutor Jason Gibbons says McGee was permitting methamphetamine to be sold from her home by another person, Charles R. Slay. Judge Batchelor also ordered a Millersburg man to 3 years in prison for driving under the influence. 51-year-old Edward Mitten of Township Road 309 was sentenced on a third-degree felony count. The charge carried the specification that Mitten had five previous convictions for DUI in the past 20 years. Also from Common Pleas Court, 60-year-old Daniel Lewis, considered homeless, was sentenced to 180 days in jail and 3 years of community control on three counts of theft, fifth-degree felonies, one count of theft, a first-degree misdemeanor, and one count of forgery, a fifth-degree felony. Gibbons says Lewis took checks from an elderly person that he knew. Lewis was also ordered to pay $850 in restitution. 38-year-old Joseph Burns of South Lawn Extension was sentenced to 17 months in prison on a fourth-degree felony count of domestic violence. And 41-year-old Michael Rinaldi of Newark was sentenced to 3 years of community control sanctions on four counts of non-supportive dependence. He was ordered to pay arrearages totaling over $20,000. Newcomers Town's Chamber of Commerce is hoping to put community resources together to bid on paving projects for different areas of the village. WTNS's Diane Coe has more.
Members are exploring the possibility of contacting local paving companies to discuss grouping jobs together.
A lot of that stuff's all based on volume. The more you buy, the cheaper it is. And if we could aggregate all the jobs together to where they could haul all the asphalt in and do all the jobs like back to back to back, I think we can get a significant saving.
Chamber President Scott Welch says the idea was proposed by MediWise Pharmacy owner and chamber member Jeff Neidick, who says asking other businesses and possible homeowners to join together on needed paving projects as a village, businesses, and residents could all save money as a whole.
And if you just had a little side piece you wanted done, it might be a $5,000 job, and if you did it as the group, you might be able to get it done for $3,000.
Welch says though the idea was spearheaded by the chamber, it is an all-community-encompassing idea. He says a big factor in doing a paving job is moving all of the equipment, and moving costs could be spread across several jobs this way.
It would all be done on a per-project basis because everybody's going to need a different amount. Now, if we could bring together six or eight projects at once, if we did them all at once, where they only have to bring all their equipment to Newcomerstown one time.
He says if enough interest is generated, next steps can then be taken in order to secure fall or summer paving project.
We still got to gather some information. We got to figure out who we're going to bid it to. There is a possibility of dovetailing that in with when the village does their paving. We want to make sure we contact whoever the village is using so we can coordinate that.
Welch says if anyone or an entity is interested in paving or sealing a driveway or a parking lot in Newcomerstown for paving or sealing for 2019, contact the chamber. Welch says those interested in participating can send an email to nctchamber@gmail.com with the following information. A preferred season to have a proposed project done, spring, fall, or summer of 2019. What services needed, such as sealing, striping, grinding, repaving, and so forth. How large of an area that is needed, and a person of contact at the business or residence, as well as a phone number. I'm Diane Coe reporting.
And also this note from the Dresden Water Department that water service will be disrupted on the west side of Main Street today, starting at 6th Street and then north to Dave Longaberger Avenue. The repair is only expected to take a few hours, but there will be a boil alert in effect for that portion of the village once service is restored. Thanks for joining me. I'm Ken Smales reporting.
It is 7 minutes after 9 o'clock, 39 degrees outside our studios here in Coshocton. We got a wintry looking weather forecast, kind of a dreary morning here in Coshocton, but judging from some of the images that I've seen from other parts of the state, we kind of got off lucky today. Well, good morning to you. It's time for the Communication Alliance program, and I'm Mike Bechtel here with you till 11 o'clock this morning. Going to have a little bit of open phone lines toward the end of our program today to talk about whatever is on your mind. You know that we try to have a little fun on Friday and talk about some lighter things, local history and sports, popular topics. We have guests for our first hour and part of our second hour at 10 o'clock. We'll be hearing from the folks from the Warsaw Lions Club, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the upcoming minstrel show. And this hour, we have the Master Gardeners here in the studio with us this morning. David Marison here from the Extension Office, and also Master Gardeners Bob Big Rig and Tony Hatem. And good morning, gentlemen. Thank you all for being here with us today.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Mike.
I mentioned to you before we started, this is a first. We've had the Master Gardeners as our guests for at least 10 or 15 years now, and this is for the first time ever we have an all-male panel here today.
That could be dangerous, right?
That could be dangerous. We will see how it goes. And, David, how many men are there in the Master Gardeners here locally?
Interns.
We got
two interns and two active, I believe.
And,
is that right, guys?
I think so.
And about how many Master Gardeners are there total then?
We have 20 in the group right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So much more women than men, but we've got all the guys here today. So, we'll see how it goes. We do want to go ahead and let people know you can give us a call if you have any gardening questions, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. Got a few things lined up here that we want to talk about. And, Tony, why don't we go ahead and start with you, and we'll talk about some of the general things that we can do here in the month of November. Kind of a dreary day today, but there are a lot of things when it comes to gardening that you can do or that you need to do here during the month of November.
It's hard to even think about it right now with it 30-something degrees and raining like it is. But, like you say, there's always something like your mower maintenance, maybe, if you could, if you have a garage where you could pull it in and, of course, change your oil and filters and sharpen your blades and grease all the Zerk fittings. You don't want to do that while you're mowing. So most people are finished mowing, if not chopping up leaves when you're finished with that. Mower maintenance is good. And tillers, anything else that requires getting them ready for winter. And
a lot of people don't do that, but you know, just like with your vehicles or any machinery, if you keep it well maintained and oiled and lubricated, and change all the fillers and everything, it'll last you a lot longer.
When you need it, isn't the time to do
right.
it. So, and there's always garden cleanup. It's hard to think like today to do it, but it'll dry out. And even if it's cold, you want to get outside. You can dress up and clean some of the maybe weeds that's still out there and annuals that you grew last summer to clean them off and get things ready for winter, I guess.
And, Tony, one question that we get universally throughout the year is, can I prune this certain plant? What can you or should you
prune?
Well,
there's things you can prune or should prune, or like shrubs, your arborvitaes, yews, junipers. It's okay to go ahead and prune them now, shape them up a little bit. Butterfly bush, Rose of Sharon, some of those it's okay to go ahead and prune now. So if you feel like getting out in the sun when it dries up, and you can prune those. And some of your trees, it's okay. Your poplar, willow, oak, birch, some of those it's okay to go ahead and prune them now.
I'm looking at the weather forecast to see when the next best opportunity is. And yeah, we do have some dry days ahead of us, but it's going to be cool. All right. What else do you have for us as far as pruning goes?
That's all I have on pruning. Other than damage, you know, you want to prune out damage whenever. There's things you can plant now when it dries up a little bit. Or your spring flowering bulbs, your daffodils, tulips, hyacinths, and... don't forget the garlic. It's okay to plant your garlic. Get some bulbs. Everybody uses garlic medicinal. I mean, it's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So get you some garlic and stick it in this time of year. So there's things you can plant, things you can prune, and you can dig a few things. Like canna lilies, dahlias, caladiums, elephant ears. You need those things that won't make it through the winter. You can, after we've had a hard frost, so after that you can cut the stalks off and dig them up and let them dry out a little bit, and then don't let them freeze and you'll be all right.
All right, so a lot of things that you can do this time of the year when it dries out. That is Tony Hatem. The Master Gardeners are with us until 10 o'clock this morning. If you do have any gardening questions, give us a call and let us know, 740-622-1560. Tony mentioned dahlias, and we'll talk perhaps a little bit more in depth about dahlias right after this.
Ag producers, in a volatile ag economy, how can you protect more of your bottom line? Learn about supplemental revenue coverage policies from RCIS. Our full suite of products includes price and revenue options, including R-Powered, a new product with a higher level of revenue protection and increased flexibility. Need added protection? At RCIS, we've got this. Contact your crop insurance agent today. RCIS is an equal opportunity provider.
I'm a little bit country.
I'm a little bit rock and roll.
It's time for the 61st Annual Minstrel Show. It's a little bit country, it's a little bit rock and roll.
Well, I'm not a little bit country, and I'm not a little bit rock and roll. And if you've ever seen me, I'm not a little bit at all.
That's okay, Pep. Just show up at Riverview High School November 16, 17, and 18.
If I come a little bit early, can a guy get something to eat?
Sure, Pep. The Riverview Park Board will be serving a spaghetti dinner 2 hours prior to each show.
I am a little bit hungry.
You're always a little bit hungry.
A little bit.
Call 622-5031 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 to 1 to reserve your tickets.
And I'm a little bit fucking bold.
At Best Heating and Air, they just want to make sure their customers stay comfy and cozy this winter. Call them to schedule an annual checkup for your furnace or to take advantage of specials on brand new Lennox home comfort systems, up to $1,600 in rebates or up to 60 months interest-free financing. Get comfortable. Call Best Heating and Air at 740-545-9400 today. It's just another way they make you feel better. License number 30482.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
Your family deserves the best. And when it comes to housing, the very best is at Old Hickory Homes in Canal Lewisville or at Shunbrun Greens in Baltic and Sugar Creek. Old Hickory Homes features 3- and 4-bedroom, 2-bath homes, and Shunbrun Green has available 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Whatever your family's needs, you'll find the perfect home and just in time for the holidays. For more information on Old Hickory Homes in Canal Lewisville or Shunbrun Green in Baltic and Sugar Creek, call 740-575-4366. That's 740-575-4366. Old Hickory Homes and Shunbrun Green are equal opportunity providers and employers.
Dedicated to quality products, Keim Lumber stocks Yeti ice chests, soft coolers, and drinkware. Yeti is built widely stronger to keep ice longer. Yeti is built for tall tales and epic adventures. Keim now stocks the new Yeti wine tumbler and Tundra Hall, the first Yeti cooler with a handle and wheels. Keim also offers custom engraving options for most drinkware models. It makes a great gift. See all the Yeti products at Keim Lumber, Bay Route 557 in Charm, or KeimLumber.com. Keim Lumber, a world of ideas for your home.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Lease a new 2018 Honda Civic LX for $229 per month with only $229 down at John Hinderer Honda on Route 79 in Heath. Visit HinderHonda.com, open Sundays.
Excludes tax and title. In-stock only, 36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year. Ends November 30th. See dealer for details.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Studies show that people with good oral health are more likely to have good overall health. That's why it's so important to maintain a healthy diet, to brush your teeth at least twice a day for 2 minutes, to floss once a day, and remember to see your dentist regularly. Ohio Dental Association dentists are dedicated to providing the highest quality dental care. Ask if your dentist is a member of the Ohio Dental Association, so you know you are being treated by the best. To find an ODA dentist near you, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
If you are working in the healthcare field and are ready to advance your career, now's the perfect time to enhance your credentials with a master's degree in healthcare administration from Ohio Dominican University. Because ODU's healthcare administration master's degree is available 100% online, you can complete your graduate degree virtually anytime, anywhere. In a hurry? Our accelerated format allows you to earn your master's in as few as 18 months. Learn more about our online healthcare administration master's degree and all of our online offerings at ohiodominican.edu/radio.
At Irwin Family Eye Care, Dr. David Irwin and Dr. Danielle Irwin Ellis treat more than just blurred vision. Their services include foreign body removal and treating eye diseases, swollen lids, red eyes, and eye injuries. Their office is available for any eye emergency 7 days a week. Call 622-2270 any time of day.
It's going to be a rainy day today with high temperatures in the lower 40s, chance of rain near 100% all day long. Cloudy tight, chance of rain and snow showers this evening, and a slight chance of snow showers after midnight. Lows in the mid-20s. Chance of precipitation is 30%. Tomorrow, partly sunny and cold with highs in the mid-30s. It is currently 39 degrees outside our studios in downtown Coshocton. Master Gardeners are here with us until 10 o'clock this morning. We have David Marison with us, Bob Bigrig, and Tony Hatem. And Bob Bigrig is alongside right now. Morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Mike, again.
Good morning again. And now you are a Master Gardener. You're still an intern.
I'm still an intern. I still haven't met my requirements hours-wise to be designated as a Master Gardener volunteer, but we're working on it. So
okay, how close are you?
I'm not really sure. I'm better than halfway there, though. So,
well, but you certainly are a gardener, and one of your areas of interest is dahlias.
It's dahlias, yeah. It's kind of a hobby, for lack of a better way of putting it. But I kind of took that as my final project for the Master Gardener Volunteer Program. And actually, I spoke last night to the Coshocton Town and Country Garden Club over at the Roscoe Methodist Church regarding keeping and propagation of dahlias, because one of the things that I've done, and alluding back to what Tony was talking about right there, is time to dig those tubers is basically right now. Now, myself personally, I will probably wait till right after Thanksgiving, but the main thing is to get those dug and put away before the ground freezes right there. That's your critical item. Now, I will run into folks, and I'm not sure whether Tony's dug his yet or not and put them away, but obviously some have dug them right now. But the way I do it is I put them in a cardboard box with wood shavings, okay, and I have got them marked. So I remember next year because, you know, you're talking a six-month span from now until when I'll take them back out and replant them again. So I always mark the stalk in regards to what variety of dahlia it is. So.
Well, that is one thing I have learned as a gardener as well. You think you're going to remember something, but you don't. So label those seeds and label those bulbs and make sure you know that what you got and where you put it.
Well, when you got a six-month gap right there, and my memory's probably not as good as what it used to be, and you start after you bring them back out in the spring and you look in that box, and you better have them labeled because they're maybe a little bit different, but they're all still kind of similar, though.
And Bob, I would imagine that there are lots of different varieties of dahlias.
Oh, yes. They're actually, a lot of the information that I had acquired was through a company called Swan Island Dahlias in Oregon, okay? And they plant their dahlias. They've been in existence for 91 years. They plant their dahlias in the Willamette Valley of Oregon right there, which that's a, you know, a high growth area right there and so forth, but they have 350 varieties of dahlias, okay?
And dahlias, for those that aren't familiar, and I'm just, you know, peripherally familiar myself, but are there typically just one bloom on a dahlia plant?
Oh, my goodness, no. There's many, many different blooms. There's different styles of dahlias. You have smaller ones. You have clear up to dinner plate style, you know, maybe 10-inch blooms and so forth. And again, with it being a hobby, you kind of do some trial and error in regards to those, okay? You may clip some buds to make sure you get one big one like that, let's say, or something, or a few big ones, or you can just let them go and have many of them. So,
what are some of the key ideas or things you need to keep in mind when growing dahlias?
Well, basically what you've got is in the springtime when you take them out of those boxes like that I mentioned there and so forth, and you plant those tubers, all right, you need to have warm soil, number one. I believe the date that I planted last year was May, or this year was May 27th. And I think from another two critical factors in regards to your dahlias. One, hand weeding exclusively. You cannot use any type of herbicide with those dahlias. It will ruin those tubers. Okay, so it's hand weeding 100% exclusively in regards to those. Number one. Number two, do not over fertilize. If you would think about using a 12-12-12 for fertilizer on your dahlia bed right there, that is way too much nitrogen. Way too much. You want a low nitrogen situation. If you have a high nitrogen situation, what you're going to have is a bunch of spindly plants with probably very few blooms on, or very bushy plants, let's say, but no blooms.
All those things that you mentioned, waiting for warm soil, not over-fertilizing, they're the type of thing that's really easy for us to overdo it on all those things, wanting to plant too early or thinking you're going to get a better result if you fertilize more.
Exactly, and maybe I'm guilty of this also in some respect, but you know, making sure you give them plenty of room to expand. You're talking staking those dahlias up and so forth, and you know, you can have a massive plant, so give yourself plenty of room. It's no different than, in some respects, spacing trees out right there, because at some time down the road, they're going to get a lot bigger, let's put it that way. So,
how long have you been growing dahlias?
Probably 12 to 15 years. I actually got my first dahlias from one of the employees here at WTNS, and one of the employees that I used to work with years ago, Tim and Jeannie Stokes. So they gave me some tubers of a yellow dahlia called Kelvin Floodlight, and I still have those today, and they're very prolific, okay? When I dig those here in the next couple of weeks, the mass of those Kelvin Floodlight tubers will be probably the size of a basketball.
And what would you consider, what's been the favorite dahlia that you've grown, or one of the ones that you consider your biggest success, or maybe the most beautiful bloom?
everybody likes the Kelvin Floodlight, the yellow one right there, simply because it's a very large bloom. It's very symmetrical. All right, so it is a it's quite a presentation flower. That's one of the things that in telling the folks there last night and other times previously is one good thing about a dahlia is it's probably one of the finest presentation flowers that you can have, whatever variety you use right there, just as singular or in a bouquet of them.
All right. Anything else you'd like to share with us about your dahlias?
Other than that, it's, you know, it's a matter of fun, Mike, is what
sure.
it is. Okay. And it's a hobby. All right. And no different than you with your peppers.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I grow peppers, but I don't think of them necessarily the way you do, whereas you may not think of the dahlias the way that I do. So it becomes kind of a competitive thing with myself. I just want to see if I can do it.
Uh-huh. All right.
So,
it's the same with the peppers. I want to see how hot I can get them.
Attaboy.
9:26, so we're talking today with the Master Gardeners, David Marison here with us, Bob Bigrig and Tony Hatem as well. If you have any gardening questions, you can give us a call at 740-622-1560. We'll be back in just a moment.
Current price times 1,000 acres, carry the one.
These days, it's hard to make the math work for your soybean fields. The BASF Liberty Link system with Liberty Herbicide makes it easier. Start with a 2-plus bushel per acre yield advantage. Add in lower system input costs and more complete weed control, and you get an extra $33 or more of profit potential per acre compared to Asgrow Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans. Grow smart with Liberty Link and BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
AEP Ohio is working on building an energy-efficient future in ways you might not expect. For example, AEP Ohio helps kids learn to be energy efficient through their sponsorship of the Ohio Energy Project's E3 Smart program, which reaches over 25,000 students each year. Participating E3 Smart teachers receive free support and training to teach tomorrow's energy efficiency experts. To learn more about AEP Ohio's energy efficiency programs, visit aepohio.com/save.
Papa John's Pizza is now accepting applications for delivery drivers. In-store employees make $9 per hour, while drivers make competitive wages along with mileage. Apply online at www.pleaseapplyonline.com/PJZ.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care Rehabilitation Sports Service for current sports scores 24 hours a day at 623-9867. We have Coshocton's only certified chiropractic sports physician. We offer sports-specific care plans tailored to each athlete's condition for optimum recovery. Call Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation for a free consultation at 740-291-8100.
It's a November to remember at Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Coshocton. Hi, I'm Rich West. We're celebrating Black Friday all month long, and it's your chance to save. Like $10,000 off MSRP on the new redesigned 2019 Ram pickup. Bring us your clean trade because we're paying top dollar. Our pre-owned selection is amazing, too. So whatever your budget, we can help. Come in for Black Friday savings all month long at Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Otsego Avenue in Coshocton.
It is 39 degrees downtown, 928. Master Gardeners are here with us until 10 o'clock. Hope we get a phone call or two. If you have any questions, gardening questions for the Master Gardeners, give us a call at 740-622-1560.
Talking football on WTNS. Brought to you by the Jeff Drennan Dealerships.
Welcome to Talkin' Football here on WTNS, brought to you by the Jeff Drennan Dealerships. I'm Casey Claxon here with Steve Corries as we head into Week 12 of the high school football season. It's playoff time, and Coos, you saw two big wins by area teams last Friday and Saturday night.
Yeah, Week 11, a great week for football in our area. Tri-Valley, a big winner over Barberton, wins at 10-0, had an interception return for a touchdown. They're looking forward to moving on this weekend.
Ridgewood Generals also got a big win at home as they knock off powerhouse Amanda Clear Creek.
Yeah, really good job offensively by the Generals. They moved the ball extremely well all evening long, forced Amanda Clear Creek into some mistakes, took advantage of those mistakes, and came out with a victory.
And we will have more high school playoff football coming up Friday and Saturday night. Friday night, Coos, you and Jamie McCray will have the call as Wadsworth takes on Tri-Valley.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that one. Wadsworth, a high-powered offense. They basically run out of the wing tee, and they like to do it on the ground. Tri-Valley, they like to throw it around a little. little bit. Defensively, the Dogs have an excellent defensive football team. As you know, when you shut out a team like Barberton, that really tells the tale. We're looking forward to a good one up at Dover on Friday night.
We'll have the pregame show starting at 6:30 with the kickoff at 7 o'clock. Then on Saturday night, it'll be the Ridgewood Generals as they enter the second round of the playoffs, as they'll be taking on Meadowbrook. Steve, give us a preview of that game.
Well, Meadowbrook's an excellent football team. They finished 7-3, but their three losses came to teams with a total of only three losses on the season. So they're very good offensively. The last six games, they averaged almost 50 points a game. They like to throw it around. They do a lot of trick plays. The Generals will have to be aware of that, which I know they will be. But on the other hand, they give up some points. So I look for Ridgewood to be able to move the football. Their big thing, they need to get stops and third down.
So the pregame show with Steve and Jamie McCray will start on Saturday night at 6:30. Kickoff will be at 7 o'clock. All the action on FM 99.3 and mywtnsradio.com. This is Talkin' Football on WTNS Coshocton.
Talkin' Football on WTNS, brought to you by the Jeff Drennan Dealerships.
It is 9:31, high school football playoff action tonight and tomorrow here on FM 99.3. So go Scotties and go Generals. We are back with the Master Gardeners. They're here with us until 10 o'clock this morning. So if you do have any gardening questions, 740-622-1560. We'd like to hear from you. We're here with David Marison from the Extension office. And, well, David, you want to tell us a little bit about the newsletter? First of all, how frequently do they, Master Gardeners produce a newsletter?
It's a bi-monthly newsletter, so six issues a year, and the November-December one just came out last week.
And they've been putting together the newsletter for quite a long time.
Quite some time, and it's really just a nice look at upcoming programs that the Master Gardeners may be assisting with, also some timely articles that a few of the Master Gardeners will write, and then also some of the things we talk about here, tips, the things to do in November and December. As we get into the spring months, of course, you'll turn to things that we might do in the spring. So,
and the articles, are they all original or mostly original articles written by the Master Gardeners?
A little bit of both. Most of them, the Master Gardeners will do some research on some subjects, and then they will write an article based on some of the extension resources that we have and put a nice short couple paragraphs about each subject in there.
What are some of the features of this the latest newsletter?
Okay, so we'll talk a little bit about our programs, but if you get this issue for November, December, there's an article on seed saving. There's an article on giving your pumpkins and gourd a second chance. In other words, kind of turning them into maybe a home or a feeder for birds. And then there's of how to make a cornucopia table favor for Thanksgiving coming up, about cleaning and putting away your garden tools. There is even an article on the American chestnut. And we have November and December garden tips. And we even give you a suggestion of something that you can buy your loved one for Christmas in this edition.
Where can you get the newsletter?
Well, you can get it. You can stop in, of course, anytime at the OSU Extension office. But Master Gardeners also have a lot of relationships across the county, so you don't have to drive to the Extension office. You can pick up a copy at the Coshocton Public Library, the West Lafayette Library, Sprout Garden Center, the Garden Patch Greenhouse, Clary Gardens. You can even pick them up at Bueller's and Warsaw ShopWise.
Okay, so the newsletter comes out every 2 weeks, is that right?
Every 2 months.
Every 2 months, bi-monthly, okay.
And we might panic Gail and Margaret if we say every 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, Gail and Margaret, they are frequent contributors and probably just about every newsletter, I would think.
And they are the ones that coordinate the newsletter for us and just do a wonderful job putting that newsletter together.
I know which one wrote the chestnut article, too. That would be Margaret, right?
You're very correct.
All right. So that's just one of the many things that the Master Gardeners do. And since we don't have any calls right now, we certainly do invite people to give us a call. David, I'd like to do this periodically. Just give us an overview of the Master Gardeners and what the Master Gardeners are all about.
Well, the Master Gardeners was a group that started originally out in the state of Washington. Dr. David Gibby was a county extension educator, and he just was in the need for help answering the community's questions. So he brainstormed the idea as if he trained volunteers on gardening, those volunteers who have a passion to give back to the community, that they in turn could be a ripple effect where it's just one person. It's just not one person. It could be up to, like here in Coshocton County, it's just not one person. It's well over 20 that can help the community with their gardening type of needs. So this spread across the country, and here in Ohio in 1986, the Cuyahoga Master Gardener Group was the first group to start in the state of Ohio, kind of rippled out to most counties in the state, now do have a Master Gardener program. But the essence is, for training, which is a 50-hour training, it's like if you were to enroll in an introductory horticulture course, and then in turn of having that 50 hours of instructions where we bring in folks from all over the state to train the master gardeners, specialists in each of the areas. So if it's on vegetables, we bring in one of the top vegetable specialists to come in and train the master gardeners. If it's on lawns, well, then we have somebody else from across the state that might come in to train the master gardeners. And when they're done, they have quizzes every week. They have a final exam that they have to pass. And then after they all do that, and this is what Bob is in the process of now, in exchange for the 50 hours of training, we ask in the first year that the Master Gardeners volunteer 50 hours back to the community under the guidance and leadership of the existing Master Gardeners, helping them, you know, through the process of that first year. And then after they've completed the first 50 hours, then they officially, the intern status is taken away from them, and then they truly are an official OSU Extension Master Gardener.
All right, and the Master Gardeners, you know, going through the program, it's Master Gardeners volunteers. So you do have the Master Gardeners do have quite a bit of time and even a few bucks invested in this.
Oh, it's the time, and they pay for the training because there's a manual and some other things that are part of the training program. So they'll pay a fee to be in the training program. And it takes a special person because not many of us want to learn. In fact, most of us all want to learn. But then it also takes a special person where they'll take what they've learned and then translate that and help others. So that there has to be a community spirit within their nature to want to give back to others in the community.
And the Master Gardeners have, in fact, been involved in projects around the community.
Oh, they're very active in this county. And I want to highlight one. Each year we have a state Master Gardener conference that recognizes the efforts of Master Gardeners from across the state. Well, each year we're allowed to submit a program or project that we do for consideration, for recognition, and we're pleased to, you know, we're in that drab type of time. And last year the Master Gardeners held the Beat the Blahs series, which was in January and February during those dark, dreary days of the wintertime, basically on gardening topics. And we submitted that this past year for consideration, and that was the state winner for small Master Gardener groups for the Environmental Education Award. So our group is a state winner for that Beat the Blahs series, which is really cool because just hang on and we'll be releasing details. They're planning that Beat the Blahs series for this winter coming up too.
All right, and the Master Gardeners, and speaking with you all for so many years, Bob with his dahlias, for example, Master Gardeners typically bring an area of specialty or maybe a hobby to the table and allows you folks to learn from each other.
Right, and that's the beauty of the program is, I mean, if anybody tells you they know everything about horticulture, they're lying to you. What's really cool when you mix a group that we have, everyone will bring a specialty. Not only do they go and teach that to the community, but also they're like the resource person for within the group to help other group members even learn more about their specialization.
If you have any questions for the Master Gardeners or about the Master Gardeners, please do give us a call right now at 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. We'll be back with the Master Gardeners once again right after this.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
This is Phil Kovic with Century 21 Court Square Realty. Century 21 wants to invite you to the WTNS 24th Annual 50 Plus Expo being held at the Coshocton Village Inn and Suites November 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. A Century 21 agent will be present to answer your real estate question. Century 21, your real estate partner.
Current price times 1,000 acres, carry the one.
These days, it's hard to make the math work for your soybean fields. The BASF LibertyLink system with Liberty Herbicide makes it easier.
Start with a 2-plus bushel per acre yield advantage. Add in lower system input costs and more complete weed control, and you get an extra $33 or more of profit potential per acre compared to Asgrow Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans. Grow smart with Liberty Link and BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
This is Peggy from Peggy's Sue Steak and Ribs in Newcastle. I would like to personally invite you to make the drive to my restaurant. Also, on Friday and Saturday, order any steak and rib dinner, and you will get a free trip to the soup and salad bar. At Peggy Sue's Steak and Ribs, you will find a friendly, home-like atmosphere. And everyone knows you will find the best homemade pies, bar none. I hope to see you soon at Peggy Sue's Steak and Ribs in Newcastle.
Peggy Sue's is open Monday and Tuesday, 7:30 a.m. until 3, Wednesday and Thursday from 7:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Friday and Saturday from 7:30 a.m. until 8 p.m., and Sunday from 7:30 a.m. until 7 p.m.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
It's the Exxonville High School playoff football. And WTNS Radio is taking you to the games.
It's overthrown and intercepted, and it could be returned. Down to the 20, the 15, inside the 10, and into the end zone. Touchdown on the interception by Tri-Valley.
Friday night's broadcast in Division II football playoffs. Tri-Valley takes on Wadsworth at Dover Crater Stadium. Then on Saturday, in Division V football playoffs, the Ridgewood Generals take on Meadowbrook at New Philadelphia Woody Hayes Quaker Stadium. Airtime both nights approximately 6:30, kickoff at 7.
Tingle the quarterback, gets the snap, straight back, looking to throw, little out pattern, caught by Colton Smith, has some room. He's crossed a bit, file, the 40, he's down the sideline to the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, touchdown, Colton Smith.
You can catch all the play-by-play right here on 99.3 or online anywhere at mywtnsradio.com. It's high school playoff football. We're taking you to the games. Right here on the Sports Voice of East Central Ohio, WTNS.
It is 9:42. Phone lines are open, and gardening perhaps not in the forefront of people's minds in November as much as it is in May. But if you do have any gardening questions or questions about your plants, do give us a call, 740-622-1560. And, Tony, you mentioned another topic there during the commercial break. So if you would care to share with us.
It's about mulching in the fall here.
Okay.
A couple things you want to think about. If you have tender perennials, something maybe you're trying that's a zone further south than what it should be, then you probably ought to mulch it before winter hits hard, and either that, or if you have a new plant, you've selected something new and a new perennial, the freeze and thawing could hoove it or bring it out of the ground, and mulching it would help prevent that. And it also, it adds organic matter to the soil, and it prevents weeds. It's just a good thing to do. And everybody's either raking leaves or has leaves available, and just use that. But it's a good idea to run over it with your mower, chop them up good before you mulch with them. Otherwise, they mat up and may cause a problem there. But fall mulching is probably a good idea.
Okay, so something else that you can do. You know, we've talked about the rain and the snow in the forecast, but we do have at least a few days in the forecast. Might be a little cool, but appearing to be dry. Let's go ahead and take a phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to know about outside ferns. Can you bring them in and keep them till next spring?
Ferns. Who wants to tackle that one?
I think you can. I've tried it. I'm not sure the actual process, but you have to trim them back, and you want to water them a little less frequent. And I found that they create a pretty big mess. Of course, where I had them, I didn't really want the mess, so I stopped doing that. But I think you can.
Yeah, I did it last year. didn't work out too good. It was a big mess. But I thought I did it wrong. So
I don't think you did, but I decided I'd just soon get them new in the spring as put up with the mess.
And that's the case with a lot of things. You know, we talk about poinsettias. A lot of people, I've seen people are pretty good about actually keeping poinsettias. But a lot of work and a lot of TLC for, as far as I'm concerned, little return on that. Anything else about the ferns?
And they almost never look as good in the spring, I think, the ones you've kept over winter.
Exactly. I've tried that before in the past also, and it's just, it makes a large mess normally, and you get frustrated, especially when you can go in the springtime and get a nice, beautiful new fern from the greenhouse. So.
Okay. Does that answer your question, caller?
All
right. Thank you for your call. Getting a little bit of static in our microphones here. We'll take a break and try to remedy that situation and be back with the Master Gardeners right after this.
At Century National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. That's why we're happy to introduce our new Priority Series of accounts. Four choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, but because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Century National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, CenturyNationalBank.com.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. No one will sell you a new Ford for less than Jeff Drennan Ford. Come down and see our great selection at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
This is the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels. Saturday, Ohio State heads to East Lansing to take on Michigan State.
Draw handoff, Mike Weber, running left angle, 25-30. Weber, 35-40. Weber hits the 50, gets to the Michigan State 40. On the move to the Michigan State 20, to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone goes Mike Weber. Haskins the snap, back to pass. Cox's arm, fires middle of the field.
Yeah!
Touchdown, Saunders. C.J. Saunders catches a strike.
We'll be on the air with the AEP Energy Buckeye Free Game Show beginning at 10:30 a.m.
Are you in the market for some new floor covering? Well, Fisher Decorating Center has just what you need with prices you can afford. Hi, it's Kenzie again. And no, my dad has not changed the name to Kenzie's Carpets yet, but he has got some great deals on new carpet, vinyl, and laminate flooring. Not to mention his huge selection of remnants that are always priced to move. So stop in today. That's Fisher Decorating Center, helping you make your house a home since 1946.
Rain today with high temperatures in the lower 40s, chance of rain near 100%. For tonight, cloudy with a chance of rain and snow showers in the evening. Then a slight chance of snow showers after midnight. Lows in the mid-20s, chance of precipitation is 30%. And for tomorrow, partly sunny and cold with highs in the mid-30s. Right now it is 39 degrees in downtown Coshocton. And the phone lines are open if you have any questions for the Master Gardeners. They're here with us just a little while longer, up until 10 o'clock this morning. We are back with David Marison, the Extension Educator, OSU Extension Educator at the Extension Office. And David, want to talk a little bit about climate change.
Yeah, good time when it's cold out, right? Yeah. We used to about global warming, but now I think everyone refers to it as climate change or weather shifting. You know, it's a whole different thing. But we have a program coming up. If people just want to learn more about, is our climate really changing? Is it not? What's the trends? Let's go back and take a look at history. We have Dr. Tom Blaine scheduled, and he's up in Worcester, but he's coming down on Thursday, November 29th to do an evening program just to look at climate change. And for gardeners, you know, we talk about different zones for plants. Is that changing or is it not changing? And Tom's going to help answer some of those questions. So this is a pretty broad base. It could be a high school student wanting to learn more about science and climate change. It would be perfect for them. It could be about a gardener wanting to come in and learn about, is this going to affect how I have my landscape? Or even for farmers, about how is that changing as we do and raise agronomic crops. So our friends at Frontier Power are allowing us to use their community room for that evening. And we're going to have that program from 7 to 8:30. No charge to come. If you want to give us a courtesy reservation, just so we know how many program materials, handouts to make, you can call the Extension Office at 622-2265. But again, that's going to be on Thursday, November 29th, the week after Thanksgiving, from 7 to 8:30 over the community room at Frontier Power.
Well, and we'll learn more that day, but I have often been curious about the hardiness zones and how specific those borders are and how detailed the borders are between different zones. Are those who determines those, and are they updated frequently?
Well, then the USDA puts out the hardiness zones. They were just updated a few years ago. But even in the context of zones, so we may be in the zone 5, but you have to remember, even in our microclimates that are created within our homes, you know, you'll see that now. You'll still see annual flowers that are still blooming here in town, things that are up close next to buildings because it's just a warmer climate.
Yeah,
it's a warmer microclimate.
I have a microclimate underneath my dryer vent.
Right, there you go. And you could probably get a lot of things to mm-hmm. grow there all through the wintertime. So even in our, if you're at the top of a hill and in the valley, wherever you may be, you may have a little different microclimate even from your neighbor just down the street. So they're pretty tried and true, but you can do a lot of things. And Tony was talking about mulching. There are some plants that they say won't overwinter, but you'd be surprised. And this is the great thing about, you can just, if it's a hobby, just try it. Mm-hmm. There might be something that you leave out there, you mulch it up pretty heavy, and we have a mild winter. And then we come back next year, and it's right back out of the ground. So
if you don't fail every once in a while, you aren't going to learn anything.
That's right. That's right.
All right. And we'll take another quick break here. Be back around with the Master Gardeners right after this.
Coshocton Regional Medical Center has been awarded Chest Pain Center accreditation by the American College of Cardiology. What does that mean for you? It means our protocol-driven approach to heart attack care allows us to reduce time to treatment during the critical first stages of a heart attack, quicker diagnosis, faster treatment, and better outcomes. If you think you may be having a heart attack, know that time is muscle. Save your heart muscle by following these important steps. Survive. Don't drive. Call 911. Visit CoshoctonHospital.org to learn the early warning signs of a heart attack.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the Be Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call Be Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
Studies show that people with good oral health are more likely to have good overall health. That's why it's so important to maintain a healthy diet, to brush your teeth at least twice a day for 2 minutes, to floss once a day, and remember to see your dentist regularly. Ohio Dental Association dentists are dedicated to providing the highest quality dental care. Ask if your dentist is a member of the Ohio Dental Association, so you know you are being treated by the best. To find an ODA dentist near you, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
If you are working in the healthcare field and are ready to advance your career, now's the perfect time to enhance your credentials with a master's degree in healthcare administration from Ohio Dominican University. Because ODU's healthcare administration master's degree is available 100% online, you can complete your graduate degree virtually anytime, anywhere. In a hurry? Our accelerated format allows you to earn your master's in as few as 18 months. Learn more about our online healthcare administration master's degree and all of our online offerings at ohiodominican.edu/radio.
It is 9:53 and 7 minutes left for you to call with your questions for the Master Gardeners. So we are back once again with Bob Bigrig alongside this time around. And Bob, I don't know about you, but I've been noticing a lot of deer here in town this time of the year. They are on the move at 5 a.m.
Well, my wife almost hit a nice huge buck last night on the way back home from where we were at. So, yes, they're definitely on the move. There's no question about it.
All right, and you wanted to talk a little bit about backyard wildlife?
Well, backyard wildlife, I guess it is the season right here because everybody is, it is hunting season, and it is, you're going to be seeing a lot of deer, and we're right in the middle of the rut right now. Okay, that's why you have that buck running in front of your vehicle going about 30 mile an hour and difficult to miss. But I'm going to take this out of, this is right off of one of our examinations that we took as a Master Gardener volunteer, okay? And here's a question. Name three management options that property owners can consider to manage deer damage, and damage could be to trees or other plants, okay? So three management means right there, and I'll give five of them. These are the five answers that that were suggested. Number one, first and foremost, it might upset people, but hunting, okay?
being able to manage wildlife through this, especially deer, from a hunting standpoint. Another one interesting here, too, leaving damaged trees. And what they're talking about damaged trees in this situation is that a buck in the late summer, his antlers are in velvet, and he will go and rub against a tree, normally a small sapling, maybe a couple inches in diameter, somewhere to that effect right there, to remove that velvet off his antlers. So from the Master Gardener Volunteer book, basically, what the suggestion is not to, because your first inclination is when you have that damage on that tree is to cut it down and get rid of it. But you probably should leave that tree, because what is going to happen if you cut the tree down? The buck's going to move to the next tree and do the same thing. So that's just a method right there of looking at doing that. An exclusion method, another would be tree guards, to put either some wrapping around your trees, or maybe using some plastic, perforated plastic tubing like tiling or whatever around them. I've done that. I actually did it here recently in regards to, I've kind of fooled around with different things, and I have some pawpaw trees planted in the yard. Well, last year, one of them got clipped by a rabbit. Okay, they'll use their incisor teeth, and they cut that right at a 45-degree angle, and I lost the top of that tree. Now, it still grew back this spring, all right, but now it's got a little piece of perforated tiling around it right there, so hopefully I can keep that rabbit from doing that. Another expensive method, fence your ground, all right, to keep the deer out, but that's massively expensive, okay, of looking at doing something like that. And final to that question right there, repellents. Hot peppers, okay, is what Mike is very interested in right there, of using some type of spray with hot peppers as a deterrent right there. Other things, again, hanging small bars of soap possibly or something like that from the tree, okay, something that is a taste, not necessarily a smell, but a taste factor right there when the deer might be eating on something. So that's kind of those five answers right there, basically, right out of our test.
Mm-hmm. All
so
right.
They might find it interesting.
Well, we just have a couple of minutes left. Is there anything any of you would like to share before we wrap up, Tony?
Yes, if you happen to have access to fresh manure and you use that as a fertilizer, it's a good idea maybe to spread it in the fall here and let it break down a little more rather than putting it on your garden right out of the barn or right out of the lot. You probably want to do it this time of year so the snow and rain and the sun will break it down a little more before you go to plant.
Okay. All right. And David, before we wrap up today, tell us a little bit about what resources that you have available at the Extension Office. If people maybe were a little bit shy about calling today, or they have gardening questions or bug questions, so what do they do?
Well, we have a diagnostic clinic that runs a couple. Well, now that we're shifting into the winter, we'll have a master gardener come in once a week just to follow up with some questions. But you can call and ask your question, and we'll route it either to myself or to a master gardener to be able to handle those. But if you're starting to, you know, some people are starting to already look for a Christmas gift. Well, we have a really great gardening book that is a resource, and that's called the Gardenpedia, an A to Z Guide to Gardening Terms. And it has a little bit about everything. In fact, our state master gardener coordinator, Pam Bennett, she wrote that book. And we have it available at the office for $17. If you want to stop in and you're looking for a great Christmas gift, you can pick that up and give it to your favorite gardener.
Okay. So there is an idea. And if you have any questions, what are some of the typical questions you get this time of the year at the Extension Office?
Well, right now it's slowing down, but the things that Tony was discussing about, how do I prune? Are there some trees in that I can prune now? Or is it like my flowering shrubs that I have to wait till the spring to prune? How do I put my garden to bed? We're getting a few critters that are still coming into the house, your multicolored lady Asian beetles and stink bugs. And, of course, we even had a deer tick ID came in first thing this morning at 8 o'clock. So a few remaining insects that are out there that are now becoming home invaders, and some questions just about putting our gardens to bed.
If you do have any questions, gardening or otherwise, you can give them a call at the Extension office. That is our time for the morning with the Master Gardeners, and we thank you all for being with us. That's David Marison, Bob Big Rig, and Tony Hatem. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Rain today with highs in the lower 40s. Chance of rain near 100%. For tonight, cloudy with a chance of rain and snow showers in the evening, and a slight chance of snow showers after midnight, lows in the mid-20s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny and cold with highs in the mid-30s. It is currently 39 degrees in Coshocton. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It is 10 o'clock.
AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Immigrants who come to the U.S. illegally will be denied asylum under an order just signed by the president.
We're not letting them in, but they're trying to flood our country. We need the wall. We're building the wall, but we need it all built at one time and quickly. It's very important. We need Democrat support or new immigration laws.
The president, taking questions from reporters on the White House lawn this morning, also talked about the Russia investigation, as we hear that his advisors are worried that there could soon be new indictments from the special counsel.
The Russian investigation is a hoax. It's a phony hoax. I didn't speak to Russians. The fact is, I was a much better candidate than Hillary Clinton. I worked much harder. I went to the right places. She went to the wrong places.
The president moments ago speaking to reporters on the lawn of the White House. Authorities say strong winds are making it difficult for aircraft to drop retardant on the wildfire that's devastated Paradise, California. Darlene Ziegler lives in Paradise. She got the evacuation call at 3 this morning.
We live in a street with only 15 homes, and all the lights were on in those homes, and people were preparing to leave.
That fire has now reached the eastern side of Chico, about 15 miles from Paradise. Thousand Oaks Mayor Andy Fox says his California city now joins other communities that have to rely on hope to move forward following a mass shooting. He was one of the mourners who attended a gathering last night to remember the 12 people shot and killed by a former Marine at the packed Borderline Bar and Grill the night before. The mother of one of the victims says she doesn't want prayers. She wants Congress to pass gun control legislation. This is AP Radio News. Two of the nation's most closely watched midterm races may drag out even longer.
There may be recounts in Florida's gubernatorial battle, where Republican Ron DeSantis leads Andrew Gillum by less than half a percentage point. In the Senate race, outgoing Governor Rick Scott's lead over Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson is less than a quarter point. Scott's asking the state law enforcement department to investigate whether elections offices in two Democratic strongholds tried to inflate the vote.
I will not sit idly by while unethical liberals try to steal this election.
Scott on WTXL. Nelson's campaign says Scott's abusing his office by trying to stop the vote count. President Trump's backing Scott, calling it another big corruption scandal. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The outgoing governor of Georgia welcomed fellow Republican Brian Kemp into his office, though Kemp's opponent says enough ballots remain uncounted for a runoff. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
It is 3 minutes after 10 o'clock, 39 degrees, currently outside our studios here in Coshocton. We're going to have some open phone lines here in just a little bit, but we are joined in the studio with, well, several representatives from the Warsaw Lions Club. Their 61st annual minstrel show is coming up. It opens up a week from today, and we have Nick Fisher here with us as well, along with Gene Homschild and Mary Nicely. And good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Getting close. Do you ever get nervous about being able to pull this off?
Well,
that never happens.
Sure, yeah. And if you notice Jean shaking here in the corner, she maybe gets more nervous than the rest of us.
Yeah, that'd be a better question for her,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
Right. Okay. But yeah, it's coming together, but it, like you said, we got a week yet.
Okay, the minstrel show. Just very briefly, bring everybody up to speed, the minstrel show and what it's all about.
Well, it's a tradition at Warsaw, the Lions Club, and it's a great variety show is what it is. We use a minstrel show format, and
But it is a great variety show. It's put on by our community members for our community members, and this is our 61st year, and it's just a great evening of entertainment for everyone.
And what's the theme?
This year, it's a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll, and after this past week, we got to looking at our program. We think maybe we're a lot bit country and a little bit rock and roll.
Well, so. I just looked at the songs for the first time this morning,
right.
And that does seem to be the case. And you're going to sing Cats in the Cradle, huh?
I am, with a little bit of help from someone. We got a little surprise there. Surprise there. Yeah,
okay.
So I'm one of the rock and rolls, if you call that soft rock, maybe.
So
if you're a country fan, we're going to please you. If you're a rock fan, we got a little bit in there for you.
Well, we have heard Donnie and Marie there in your promos. I'm sure we can expect to hear that song.
Yes, that opens our show. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you will hear that one.
Okay. And we'll talk more in depth in a moment with Gene about the show. But tell us a little bit about why the Lions Club does this every year.
Well, this is our biggest fundraiser for the Lions Club. And typically we net between $13,000 and $14,000. And all that goes back into their community. We do that in the forms of donations to our local school programs, the community park there in Warsaw, the fire department. Of course, eyeglasses is a major project of the Lions Club worldwide. And we buy eyeglasses for those who can't afford it. Other things, we have scholarships that we sponsor at the high school, Echoing Hills camperships, the scouting program. It's just the wants and the needs are endless anymore. And this helps us do that for our community.
Well, and with the understanding that some people are more active than others, about how many members would you estimate that you have in the Warsaw Lions Club?
I think membership-wise, we're around 50 to 60 members total. But if it wasn't for the non-members of the Lions Club, we wouldn't have a minstrel show.
Well, even that first number, with the number of a village with a population of about 800,
probably less than that now.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's quite impressive.
It is, and it's been a fun ride. It's what you see here, and of course Larry's absent from us this morning. That's kind of our brain trust or our creative team of the minstrel show, and we've come to the mutual decision that this is probably our last year as far as us, this group, heading this up. So we're not sure if or who is going to take it over, but so if you want to see a minstrel show with us involved, big time, come this year. So it's hard, but it's come to that point where there needs to be some fresh new ideas or some other projects to take over.
Well, I've got to ask, are there some people that are maybe interested in helping carry on the tradition?
We don't know. I think there's capable people out there to do that, but no one stepped up yet, so...
Okay, and are any of the ones that you're talking about men that like to wear dresses?
I'm not.
That's going to be a huge loss.
Well, and I'm included in that.
Tina Turner, yeah.
Yeah, that happened. So, and there's pictures to prove it.
Okay, well, before we talk to Gene, what else would you like to share with us, Nick, about the show?
Well, it is next week. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon. Friday and Saturday nights and Sunday afternoon. The Riverview Park Board, of course, serves a spaghetti supper 2 hours prior to each show. And all that money they raise goes to the park there in Warsaw. So when I say we make $13,000 to $14,000, that's not including what they make. We also have a candy sales that evening of the show, or evening every show. So it's a big project for everyone. I mean, it puts monies in everybody's coffers. So come support us. It's a fun time. We have a 50-50 raffle that evening too. So you can make money by coming to the show.
Friday evening, next Friday evening at 7:30. Saturday evening at 7:30, and then Sunday matinee at 2:30. And you can come out a little early and have a bite to eat ahead of time as well. That is Nick Fisher and Gene Homschild here with us as well. Hi, Gene.
Hi.
And so how do you, we're a week away from the show, so tell us about what goes through your mind right now.
Well, a lot less sleep. And I don't know. I overthink a lot of things. And anything, sometimes I think these guys, kind of screw up and do things just to try and get me.
Like to get the adrenaline going.
Yeah, because they always come together and pull it off on show night. I just wish they would do that a little bit ahead of time so I could rest easy before going into the show. But I think we have a great show. We have great soloists and I really think people would enjoy it, and it's for all ages. I mean, I have a couple grandchildren, and last year I brought my granddaughter for the first time. She came to the show, and she just loved it. She loves the comedy, and she likes the music, and she likes the band, the live. We have a live band, and she liked that. So I think from any age level, clear up to older folks, you know, I just think it's a great variety show.
Okay, very good. And would you like to give us maybe a peek backstage about what happens during preparations?
Oh, my gosh.
Whether it's preparing the music or preparing the skits.
Well, the skits this year, we're not going to give it all away, but what we did was looked back over 61 years. I looked up this week that this was my 40th year of being in the show, 38 as director, and we've had some funny things go on with the skits and everything. So we're pulling back some of the ones we've done in previous years that people have always requested. Oh, I'd like to see that one again and things. So we're pulling those out. And it's kind of funny because, you know, we worked really hard to learn them back then. And I think we're working harder to remember them now. So, and I think that comes with the age maybe a little bit. But chorus practice is always fun. We meet at the Riverview Junior High a couple nights a week, and the comments that come out of the chorus and things, just it's not a structured per se rehearsal like you see in many other instances, but we do have a lot of fun. It's a family. The minstrel group has become a family throughout the years, and we try and portray that on the stage.
Now, of course, we want people to come out and see the show, but is there anything else about the show, maybe some of the songs or highlights that you'd like to touch on?
Well, I think some of the Chris Graves is back, and this shows my age a little bit. He was at chorus practice one night, and we were talking about something, and I said, oh, Chris, you would know that song. And he goes, how old do you think I am? And I'm not going to give his age, but I gave an age, and he goes, no, you're way off. And he was a lot older than I remembered. But he was back in the 80s. He came and sang. He worked out at Echoing Hills, and he came and sang in our minstrel show, and he's back. He's back here, and he bought a home here in Coshocton County, so he's back, and he's doing one called Home. It's a Michael Bublé version of the song Home. Blake Shelton, I think, did that song too. Roy Wesney is doing the 8th of November, which is very appropriate for Veterans Day time that we're going through right now, and he did it. We had a party out at our farm one time, and they set off some fireworks and everything, and he just walked up on stage and sang that song, and it was very meaningful for everybody. So I think people will really, really enjoy that. The Lions Quartet's always fun to hear them sing, and it's just really good variety of everything. We have some old country, we have some current country, so it's good for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And some rock and roll as well.
Yeah.
And it looks like some with a spiritual aspect.
Yes, yes. So we, you know, it's funny. We kind of let the soloists pick what they want to do, and they kind of migrate to their genre that they like to sing and everything. So that gives us a good variety for everybody.
That is Gene Holmschild and Nick Fisher. We'll have ticket information when we return with Mary Nicely from the Warsaw Lions Club right after these words.
You could win the Columbus Blue Jackets Ultimate Hockey Fan Experience from our Ace Hardware. The grand prize winner will receive game tickets, penalty box experience, line change experience, high five line, or Zamboni ride. Get your entry in soon at acecbj.com. You must be 18 years old to enter. No purchase necessary. For your chance to win, enter online at www.acecbj.com. Contest sponsored locally by Our Ace Hardware, Otsego Avenue in Coshocton.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinder Honda.
John Hinder Honda is proud to partner with the Licking County Food Pantry. We will match any individual food donation, plus we'll donate 125 pounds of food for each vehicle sold in November. John Hinder Honda on Route 79 in Heath. Call 1-800-22-HONDA or visit HinderHonda.com. Open Sundays.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinder Honda.
Papa John's Pizza is now accepting applications for delivery drivers. In-store employees make $9 per hour, while drivers make competitive wages along with mileage. Apply online at www.pleaseapplyonline.com/PJZ.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care Rehabilitation Sports Service for current sports scores 24 hours a day at 623-9867. We have Coshocton's only certified chiropractic sports physician. Call Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation for a free consultation at 740-291-8100 or stop in at 112 Chestnut Street across from McDonald's. Let our team of professionals get you back in the game.
This Eye on Weather is brought to you by Lock 20 Auto Sales, where we can finance anyone. Call us at 740-498-8811 or visit lock20auto.com. Lock 20 Auto Sales in New Cumberstown.
Rain today with highs in the lower 40s, chance of rain near 100% today. For tonight, considerably cloudy, chance of rain and snow showers this evening, and a slight chance of snow showers after midnight, just a 30% chance of precipitation tonight, though. Overnight lows in the mid-20s. And tomorrow, partly sunny and cold with highs in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 39 degrees in Coshocton. We're going to have open phone lines here in just a bit. We are back once again with Mary Nicely this time around from the Warsaw Lions Club. The 61st annual minstrel show is coming up next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
And ticket information, that is typically your topic.
That is typically my topic. I did want to go back and talk about how much fun we have getting ready for the show. I mean, really, the show happens in my living room. And we've been there all week practicing in my living room some of the interruptions, and that's really where it's happening. That's what we should video, and then we should put that up.
No, we shouldn't.
we have a lot of fun, and it like Jeannie says, we don't want to peak too early, and so we haven't peaked at all yet. So we just hope to be prepared by next Friday, but usually we pull it off. I don't know how we do that, but we do. And so if you really want to come out and have some fun, and I think we've picked some really good fun things this year. Like Jeannie said, we went back and picked some things that we've done previously, but they were kind of our favorites. You know, we've always listened to the audience, and we went back and what did we have fun doing? And so those are some of the ones that we're going to be pulling out and trying to pull that off this year. So if you really want to see that, you just need to call me at 622-5031 from 11 to 1 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for your tickets. If you can't call me during those hours, you can leave me a message and I'll get back with you. Or I will tell you, seats will be available at the door. There's a lot of people that you know, they don't make plans till the last minute. So at the last minute, if you decide to come, we will have tickets available at the door also.
Okay, and today is Friday, and 11 o'clock is coming up, so your opportunity to call 11 to 1 today to reserve your ticket. But as Mary mentioned, if you make a last-minute decision, they anticipate that there will be tickets available at the door. Mary, what else would you like to tell us about tickets or the show itself?
I think that's it. I hope, as Nick mentioned, that this could possibly be, you know, the end of the line, and so I hope everyone will come out and enjoy it this one last time. I already have people in the community as they pick up their tickets saying, I heard, you know, and they're kind of sad about it, you know. Hopefully somebody will step up to the plate and take it over and keep going with it. I don't know. So I just encourage everyone to come out this year. It's going to be a lot of fun. Like Jeannie says, we have a lot of good talent up there. It's just amazing what they do and how they do it. So we just hope you'll come out and enjoy the show. Like I said, call me Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 to 1, 622-5031. Today, I think the tickets go on sale at 11, and I think Jeannie, Nick, and I will probably just go out to breakfast here in a little bit. But my husband's at home, and he's patiently waiting by the phone.
Not now.
So this would be.
It's not 11 o'clock yet.
I hope he didn't hear that. So this would be a great day to call.
All right. Mary, anything else that we should touch on?
I think that's it.
All right. Nick, any final words?
Well, you know, Jean mentioned how many years she's been doing it. I want to note that I'm not as old as she is, but I've been in the show longer than she has. I looked up this morning, and this is my actual 44th year that I've been in the show. Actually, it would be 45. When I was a kid, probably in grade school, my grandfather was in charge of the interruptions in the show, and I can remember he had my brother and a couple other friends do a walk-on. So maybe 45 years, but it's been a long time. It's been a long time, but it's been a lot of fun. And we have fun, and I think that's easy to see if you come and watch the show, that we are enjoying ourselves and having a good time. And we just thank everyone for their support. You've got a copy of our program, and if you look in that program, you'll see patrons that are listed from Coshocton and Warsaw and Danville, Frazeesburg, Walhunding, Fresno. That's really the backbone, financial backbone of our show. Those people,
long list.
It is. There's over probably around 130, 140 patrons in there. And, you know, for $25, those people get their name in the program. But that's the financial backbone of our show. That allows us to do our advertising and other things as far as, so that when you buy your ticket, that ticket money is our profit. Mm-hmm. So we really appreciate all those sponsors that are in our program and have been there for many years. It's a community effort. It really is. It takes a village, you know, for everything, and it really does to put on a minstrel show. So we thank them. We thank the community for supporting us, and we hope to see them all next week.
It is the 61st annual Warsaw Lions Club Minstrel Show. The theme, a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll, will be held at Riverview High School, November 16th, 17th, and 18th, and tickets are on sale. You can call 740-622-5031 today from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. and also next Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at those times as well. Thank you all for being with us today.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
All right, that is Nick Fisher and Gene Homschild and Mary Nicely from the Warsaw Lions Club talking about the minstrel show opening up a week from today. Folks, we have open phone lines from now until 11 o'clock this morning. And if you do maybe want to reminisce about some of the minstrel shows in the past, we can do that. If you want to talk some sports, we can do that as well. If there's something different that you want to bring up, please be my guest. There are so many things going on in the world today. It is Friday. So if you do want to kick back, have some fun, I'll say this again. I don't mean to be a naysayer, but the Buckeyes are going up to East Lansing tomorrow. So another game on the road. Michigan State has been playing well this year, and the Buckeyes have had some problems that just based on last week's game. Now, they did beat Nebraska. Wasn't a thing of beauty. I'm not sure that they have or are able to solve those issues with the defense giving up big plays and some other things as well, so we can talk some Buckeyes football. But you know what? We've got Urban Meyer. We are Ohio State, and we have seen the Buckeyes come on strong towards the end of the regular season. Remember what they did to Wisconsin a few years back? Give me a call. We have open phone lines between now and 11. We can talk about that. We can talk about the Browns. We can talk about baseball, if you like, or the weather. There is that word snow is trickling into our weather forecast. Fortunately, no mention of accumulation to speak of here over the next week, but the word snow making a more frequent appearance in our weather forecast. It is 10:22. Phone lines are open. Let's get started. I'd like to hear from you.
It's the Exxon High School Playoff Football, and WTNS Radio is taking you to the games.
It's overthrown and intercepted, and it could be returned. Down to the 20, the 15, inside the 10, and into the end zone. Touchdown on the interception by Tri-Valley.
Friday night's broadcast in Division II football playoffs, Tri-Valley takes on Wadsworth at Dover Crater Stadium. Then on Saturday, in Division V football playoffs, the Ridgewood Generals take on Meadowbrook at New Philadelphia Woody Hayes Quaker Stadium. Airtime both nights approximately 6:30, kickoff at 7.
Tingle the quarterback, gets the snap, straight back, looking to throw, little out pattern, caught by Colton Smith, has some room. He's across the midfield, the 40, he's down the sideline to the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, touchdown, Colton Smith.
You can catch all the play-by-play right here on 99.3 or online anywhere at mywtnsradio.com. It's high school playoff football. We're taking you to the games right here on the Sports Voice of East Central Ohio, WTNS.
Look around you. This land, this barn, this crop, this cattle, this farm. This all began as your dream. So when people say American Family Insurance protects things, we shake our head no, because we protect this, and your dream is worth protecting. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance. Get a quote at AmFam.com.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
This football playoff feature is brought to you by Taylor Insurance and Financial, your Allstate agent in Coshocton. For auto, homeowners, motorcycle, renters, boat owners, RV, business, 401k, IRA, financial planning, and more, call 623-2207.
This is Cody Thompson, and I play guard for the Ridgewood Generals. My favorite memory this season was beating Amanda Clear Creek at home in Week 11. It meant a lot to me to beat Amanda Clear Creek at home because we ended our 0-2 streak against them in the playoffs, and I expect a good game from Meadowbrook. I would like to thank my coaches.
This high school football playoff feature was brought to you by Taylor Insurance and Financial, your Allstate agent located at 777 South 2nd Street in Coshocton. Call 623-2207. Are you in good hands?
Studies show that people with good oral health are more likely to have good overall health. That's why it's so important to maintain a healthy diet, to brush your teeth at least twice a day for 2 minutes, to floss once a day, and remember to see your dentist regularly. Ohio Dental Association dentists are dedicated to providing the highest quality dental care. Ask if your dentist is a member of the Ohio Dental Association, so you know you are being treated by the best. To find an ODA dentist near you, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
Living in Denial, Ohio,
it's really nice.
Because when we hear about the opioid crisis, we know it's not going to happen here.
It just feels safe and secure being in Denial.
There's like a peace of mind.
Opioids?
It doesn't happen here.
No.
My daughter has good friends.
My boys would tell me anything.
Exactly.
No, our kids are way too busy.
They would never abuse opioids.
Welcome to Denial.
Don't live in Denial, Ohio. Talk to your kids about drugs and they'll be up to 50% less likely to use them. Find out more at don'tliveindenial.org. A message from the Ohio Opioid Education Alliance.
It is 10:26. Open phone lines for the rest of our program today. And it is Friday. Got a story here on the Beatles' White Album. It's the 50th anniversary of the release of the White Album, which remains my favorite Beatles album, the double album. There are some others that are close seconds, Abbey Road and Sgt. Pepper, for example. And Gary Baker, a week ago, our local Beatles aficionado, gave a presentation at the Johnson Hummerkaus Museum, a very interesting presentation on the Beatles' White Album. And I've got a story about that that I'll get to here in just a little bit. But right now, let's take a phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Hey, I am completely ignorant about the Riverview School District and how it's set up. And when I went to elementary school, you packed lunch and you ate it at your desk, and in the summertime you're allowed to eat outside. So I know that, you know, from listening to the radio program about they got to figure out how to cut $2.2 million out of their program. And like I said, I'm ignorant of the situation. And what you said was they need to, like 170 kids from Union Elementary over to the Warsaw Elementary and try to figure out how to feed them and stuff like that. And I was just wondering if maybe bumping the sixth graders up to junior high, if that might help out the situation.
Right now, all, and I kind of half heard the story this morning. I haven't had the opportunity to talk to Ken about it, so I didn't hear all the details of the story this morning. I know it did have a lot to do with lunch, but with the ultimate closure of the power plant. Riverview is left to find out how they're going to be able to take the hit from losing the taxes that the power plant provided. Right now, they are in the, you know, just in the stage of, you know, they're listening to all proposals. One of the proposals, and if I'm not mistaken, let me think, I want to make sure I get this right, is perhaps moving some of the elementary kids. I don't know if sixth grade was mentioned, but moving some of the elementary kids to the high school, junior high school campus there. It would all depend on space and rooms and what the needs are, but you know, those are the types of ideas that they are considering. What they ultimately decide remains to be seen, but they, you know, they're looking to streamline as much as they can and make the best use of space that they have available, and you know, possibilities of school closures are on the table, although that hasn't been decided on as well. So, you know, ideas like yours are things that they're listening to and considering right now.
Yeah, well, from what I understand from your news program, is, you know, one of the things they're considering is maybe closing down a union school, the elementary, and that's like 170 kids that they have to put somewhere else.
Right.
And trying to get them into Warsaw Elementary. And, you know, then they got, you know, a feeding situation that they'd have to work out. And I've heard on TV or read in a newspaper about one school district pumping the sixth graders up to junior high. So junior high just wasn't seventh and eighth graders.
Yeah.
Sixth, seventh, and eighth graders. Now, I have no idea how much space they got at the junior high school. That's even plausible or not.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, I don't know how many sixth graders would end up going to the junior high, but, you know, just something I decided to throw up against the wall and see if it sticks.
Sure.
You know? So, that's my 2 cents.
All right. Well, thank you for your call today. 10:31 is the time. 39 degrees in downtown Coshocton, and I'll get to the Beatles story here in a moment. Right now, let's take another call. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, I was going to ask you a question. Felt like asking a frog if it can jump. Are you a Cleveland Indians fan?
I am.
Yeah, I heard you talking to that older fella. I don't know how old you are, and I won't ask.
I am 55 years old.
55?
I get discounts and mail from the AARP now.
Wow. Anyway, I don't know if I've been old enough. My dad, I come back from St. Mary's, West Virginia. I was down there helping my uncle with his vegetable and fruit farm. And when I come back, in the meantime, my dad had bought I think it was a 1959 Edsel station wagon. That thing was a tank. But he got in his mind, I don't know where I read this article. It's been, I don't know, a month, 5 weeks ago or something. I don't know where, I can't remember where I read that. That's what you get when you get old. You lose your memory. But I remember the article said when baseball and beer don't mix, and it said something about the Cleveland Indians organizers. They come up with this bright idea of, to get a, you know, more fans to the game, of selling 10-cent cups of beer.
Yeah, I don't think that went too well.
It didn't. It doubled the fan rate.
I'll bet.
They had, like, I think it said 25,000 people, which probably wouldn't be that many people of today. I'm not a sports fan. I don't really like sports that well, which makes me kind of strange. But would that be a lot of that'd be a lot of people for that time?
Well, in Cleveland Municipal Stadium, that stadium was a pretty good sized stadium. I think it held well over 70,000 people.
Oh, okay.
But at the time, the Cleveland Indians did not have a very good baseball team. I've got the Wikipedia article in front of me here, and it was a 10-cent beer night promotion by the Cleveland Indians during a game against the Texas Rangers.
Oh, okay, Texas, yeah.
And it was June the 4th, 1974.
Uh-huh. Yeah, people was... they said a woman ran out the field and bared her breast, and a guy ran out in the field, about the fourth inning, ran out in the field naked and slid into second base.
People came out and got loaded up on 10-cent beers. You know, they were getting drunk for a buck and then started doing...
How could you get that drunk that quick on beer, though? They must have been drunk when they got there.
Well, when it doubled the expected attendance, that would tell me that the people that constituted that second half, that extra 100% increase, came there with the... exclusive idea to drink as much of that 10-cent beer as they could.
But anyway, I think by the fifth or sixth, I'm computer illiterate. I could probably plug a computer in, and that's about as far as I could go. So I don't have a computer. I have to rely on my memory, which isn't that great anymore. But I think they said by the fifth or sixth inning, they was mooning the Texas Rangers, like in their bullpen, or you know what I mean by mooning?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Then it really got bad. They started throwing stuff down in the field and tearing the seats apart and using the legs and stuff for weapons. My dad, we was going to go to that game, and the fuel pump, we got about 4 miles off the road. Must have been angels watching, because we got about four, and the fuel pump went on that Edsel. So we didn't get to go there, and I'm glad I wasn't in that mess. Can you imagine being in the middle of 25,000 people when they went start to riot?
And when at least half of them are drunk.
Yeah. And imagine all them people driving home like that. Whew.
It was an ill-advised promotion.
Yeah.
It didn't go well. And I'll read some more details. And, you know, you've covered the gist of it. But essentially what happened, they had a 10-cent beer night to help improve attendance. That it did. People showed up to the game and drank as much of that 10-cent beer as they could. And it did ultimately end up in what is termed a riot.
Yeah. I just wonder, you wouldn't have been... old enough to be at that game, would you?
No, I was. I would have been 11 years old.
Well, yeah. I didn't think 25,000 was that really that many people. I thought they must. I thought that must have had a really.
It
bad.
Wasn't enough. Now the old Municipal Stadium, that was one of the largest stadiums that was used for baseball. By comparison, I think let's see, Progressive Field holds about 42,000 or something. Like that, and it's still a pretty good size baseball stadium. So it was a gigantic stadium. That's where the Browns and the Indians played at the time. It was one of the old, old school. It had obstructed view seats, so it would take a lot to sell out that stadium. But when you have a bad team, they would struggle to draw 10,000 people to a game. They got the bright idea that hey, we'll sell beer for 10 cents and more people will come, and that they did.
Yeah, they. Another thing that happened, I just remembered, somebody had thrown firecrackers into the Texas Rangers bullpen or whatever. Now, you know, back then you didn't hear so much about this shooting stuff. It seems like every time you turn the radio on, somebody's shooting somebody. But can you imagine now if somebody done that? People would probably panic. You'd be like in a buffalo stampede or something. That taught me not to be. I don't want to be around a large group of people like that anymore. I'm glad I didn't get to go that day. But anyway, that's just my. I just wondered if. Well, you got that computer.
Yeah, I got to, and I'll get to some more of the details here in just a moment. The Indians ultimately had to forfeit that game to Texas.
Yeah. Why would they have to forfeit it?
Well, I guess because it was in the Indian stadium. It was the Indians' fans, the people in Cleveland, and so apparently they didn't finish the game.
Oh no!
But yeah, there, and you're adding details, even more details, to what's in this story here. But yeah, that was not a good promotion. It was an ill-advised promotion. They've had some other, they had Disco Demolition Night later in the decade as well, and that.
You know, my dad. I love my dad. But he was a little strange. I mean, he was a Cleveland Indians Brown, almost to be the point of a fanatic. I mean, him and his brother one time, I was just little, they went fishing down there at Beach City, Spillway. And we was camping. I think that was beer related too, but they was listening to a ball game, Cleveland Indian ball game. I don't know what, I was just little. And I don't know, they got in an argument about something. They was at the point of actually getting ready to fight. I can't see anybody getting that riled up about a, I'm just not a sports person. You know, they play a game and then they talk about it an hour later. If that guy had done this, or if's a big, not a very big word, but it's the biggest word in a dictionary. You know, if I would have turned right that day instead of left, I wouldn't have gotten that car wreck. Or if I'd have bought that number I was going to last night, I'd have hit the lottery. And if this and if that, you know. But anyway, I thought that was kind of an interesting article. I can't remember where I read that at. I read a lot, and I forget. You know, there's a lot of different magazines and books and stuff, but okay, hey, I'll let you go.
All right, well, thank you for calling, and before we get to another call here, just a little bit more background, and I've got the article from Wikipedia, and first of all, it was not the first time that they had held such a promotion. They had a Nickel Beer Day in 1971. However, a bench-clearing brawl in the team's previous meeting 1 week earlier at Arlington Stadium in Texas left some Indians fans harboring a grudge against the Rangers. So there was some bad blood against the Rangers coming into the game, and add 10-cent beers and people showing up, and the trouble ensued. In Texas, the trouble had started in the bottom of the fourth inning with a walk to the Rangers. Tom Grieve, followed by a Lenny Randle single. The next batter hit a double play ball to Indians third baseman John Lowenstein. He stepped on third base to retire Grieve and then threw the ball to second base, but Randle disrupted the play with a hard slide into second baseman Jack Brohammer. That's the kind of things that makes baseball players fight. The Indians retaliated in the bottom of the eighth when pitcher Milt Wilcox threw behind Randle's legs. Now, Randle eventually laid down a bunt when Wilcox attempted to field it and tag Randle out, which he did successfully. Randle hit him with his forearm. Indians first baseman John Ellis responded by punching Randle, and both benches emptied for a brawl. After the brawl was broken up, the Indians, as Indians players and coaches returned to the dugout, they were struck by food and beer hurled by Rangers fans. Catcher Dave Duncan had to be restrained from going into the stands to brawl with fans. The game was not suspended or forfeited. No players from either team were ejected, and the Rangers won 3-0. After the game, a Cleveland reporter asked Rangers manager Billy Martin, "Are you going to take your armor to Cleveland?" To which Martin replied, "Nah, they won't have enough fans there to worry about." During the week leading up to the team's next meeting in Cleveland, sports radio talk show host Pete Franklin and the Indians radio announcer Joe Tate made comments that fueled the fans' animosity toward the Rangers. In addition, the Plain Dealer printed a cartoon the day of the game showing Chief Wahoo holding a pair of boxing gloves with the caption, "Be ready for anything." So that's a little bit of background. There was some bad blood that developed with fights and animosity, and Cleveland media getting the fans fired up. Leading to the game 6 days after the brawl in Texas, Cleveland's 10-cent beer night promotion drew 25,134 fans to Cleveland Stadium for the Tuesday night game, twice the number expected. The Rangers quickly took a 5-1 lead. Meanwhile, throughout the game, the inebriated crowd grew more and more unruly. Early in the game, Cleveland's Laron Lee hit a line drive into the stomach of Rangers pitcher Ferguson Jenkins, after which Jenkins dropped to the ground. Fans in the upper deck of the stadium cheered, then chanted, hit him again, harder, harder. A woman ran out to the Indians' on-deck circle and flashed her breasts, and a naked man sprinted to second base as Grieve hit his second home run of the game. One inning later, a father and son pair ran onto the outfield and mooned the fans in the bleachers. As the game progressed, more fans ran onto the field and caused problems. Ranger Mike Hargrove, who would later manage the Indians and lead them to two World Series, was pelted with hot dogs and spit. At one point was nearly struck by an empty gallon jug of Thunderbird. The Rangers later argued a call in which Lee was called safe in a close play at third base, spiking Jenkins with his cleats in the process and forcing him to leave the game. The Rangers' angry response to this call enraged Cleveland's fans, who began throwing objects onto the field, and someone had tossed lit firecrackers into the Rangers' bullpen. In the bottom of the ninth, the Indians managed to rally, tying the game at 5, and had Rusty Torres on second base representing the potential winning run. However, with a crowd that had been drinking heavily for 9 innings, the situation finally came to a head. After the Indians had managed to tie the game, a 19-year-old fan ran onto the field and attempted to steal Texas outfielder Jeff Burrows' cap. Confronting the fan, Burrows tripped, thinking that Burrows had been attacked. Texas manager Billy Martin charged onto the field with his players right behind, some wielding bats, a large number of intoxicated fans, some armed with knives, chains, and portions of stadium seats they had torn apart, surged onto the field, and others hurled bottles from the stands. Hundreds of fans surrounded the outnumbered Rangers. Realizing that the Rangers' lives might be in danger, Cleveland manager Ken Aspromonte ordered his players to grab bats and help the Rangers, attacking the team's own fans. In the process, rioters began throwing steel folding chairs, and Cleveland relief pitcher Tom Hilgendorf was hit in the head by one of them. Hargrove, after subduing one rioter in a fistfight, had to fight another on his way back to the Texas dugout. The two teams retreated off the field through the dugouts in groups, with players protecting each other. The bases were pulled up and stolen, and many rioters threw a vast array of objects, including cups, rocks, bottles, batteries from radios, hot dogs, popcorn containers, and folding chairs. As a result, umpire crew chief Nestor Chilak, realizing that order would not be restored in a timely fashion, forfeited the game to Texas. He, too, was a victim of the rioters, as one struck and cut his head with part of a stadium seat, and his hand was cut by a thrown rock. He later called the fans uncontrollable beasts and stated that he'd never seen anything like what had happened, except in a zoo, he said. As Joe Tate and Herb Score called the riot live on radio, Score mentioned the security guard's inability to handle the crowd. Tate said, "All this is absolute tragedy." The Cleveland Police Department finally arrived to restore order. Later, Cleveland general manager Phil Segi blamed the umpires for losing control of the game. The Sporting News wrote that Segi's perspective might have been different had he been in Chilak's shoes in the midst of knife-wielding, bottle-throwing, chair-tossing, fist-swinging drunks. American League president Lee McPhail commented, "There was no question that beer played a part in the riot." The next beer night promotion on July the 18th attracted 41,848 fans, with beer again selling for 10 cents per cup, but with a limit of 2 cups per person at the reduced price. So that was a dark moment in sports history, and certainly one that reflected poorly on Cleveland, that 10-cent beer night. It was June the 4th, 1974, and I was kind of surprised by that last part there, that they did even have another beer night promotion with 10-cent beer, but they did limit the amount of beer people could purchase for 10 cents. So that's a little background of 10-cent beer night. We do have a caller waiting. Need to take a quick break, and we'll get back to the phones right after this.
With an independent insurance agent, you can be sure that you're getting the right coverage at the right price. At the Jacobs Fannin Agency, it's all about relationships. We work one-on-one with you to make sure your auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we work with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. We know that you can trust Ohio Mutual to protect what matters most to you and your family. Once you see how Ohio Mutual cares for your needs, you'll trust them as well. This is David Fitch. Give me a call at 740-622-1796. I can recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
Want to start building a better life for you and your kids? This isn't where you're going to hear some inspirational quote. This is where you're going to hear solid, practical, and completely doable advice. Get Paramount Advantage Medicaid. Our plan lets your kids get glasses so they can read the board and lets you see the doctors you want so you can stay healthy and continue providing for your family. You've got what it takes to make things better. All you need is a little advantage. Learn more about Paramount Advantage Medicaid at ParamountAdvantage.org.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service for the local forecast 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Jeff Drennan Ford, 801 South 2nd Street, Coshocton. And always remember, when you're thinking of buying a new car, it's time to talk to Jeff.
It is 10 minutes until the top of the hour. And also mentioned Disco Demolition Night. That wasn't the Cleveland Indians. That was the Chicago White Sox at the old Comiskey Park. The Cleveland connection was that former Indians owner Bill Veeck, who was known for elaborate and unusual promotions, was behind that. But 10-cent beer night. Yeah, I've learned a few more things about that. Well, we do have a caller waiting, so let's get back to the phones here. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Are you there? Been on hold for several minutes. All right, it is 9 minutes until the top of the hour, and be back with some information on the White Album right after this.
The weather forecast today is brought to you by Rapid Care, located at 235 Kenwood Drive, across from Taco Bell. Rapid Care is now open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Rain today with highs in the lower 40s, chance of rain near 100%. Cloudy tonight with a chance of rain and snow showers in the evening, and a slight chance of snow showers after midnight. Lows in the mid-20s, chance of precipitation 30%. And tomorrow, partly sunny and cold with highs in the mid-30s. Currently in downtown Coshocton, it is 39 degrees.
With financing as low as 0% on select models, now is the time to head to Jeff Drennan Ford. We have 0% for 72 months on brand new Ford Fusions. Plus, check out our impressive pre-owned inventory. We have the inventory and the financing regardless of your budget or credit history. If you are looking for a Ford dealership that you can trust and count on, come and see us at Jeff Drennan Ford, 801 South 2nd Street in Coshocton, or visit us 24/7 at jeffdrennan.com. Remember, if you're thinking of buying a new car, it's time to talk to Jeff.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
Studies show that people with good oral health are more likely to have good overall health. That's why it's so important to maintain a healthy diet, to brush your teeth at least twice a day for 2 minutes, to floss once a day, and remember to see your dentist regularly. Ohio Dental Association dentists are dedicated to providing the highest quality dental care. Ask if your dentist is a member of the Ohio Dental Association, so you know you are being treated by the best. To find an ODA dentist near you, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
Living in Denial, Ohio, it's really nice.
Because when we hear about the opioid crisis, we know it's not going to happen here.
It just feels safe and secure being in Denial.
There's like a peace of mind.
Opioids?
It doesn't happen here.
No.
My daughter is good friends.
My boys would tell me anything.
Exactly.
No, our kids are way too busy.
They would never abuse opioids.
Welcome to Denial.
Don't live in Denial, Ohio. Talk to your kids about drugs and they'll be up to 50% less likely to use them. Find out more at don'tliveindenial.org. A message from the Ohio Opioid Education Alliance.
The new box set of the Beatles' White Album busts one of the myths about them. They actually were getting along pretty well then. Music producer Giles Martin describes the sessions as warm. He says the album has a reputation as this disparate, angry record. He says while there are elements of that, the four Beatles made exactly the album they intended. Martin says another surprise is how much music they had that they didn't use. He says they recorded Across the Universe, Lady Madonna, Hey Jude, Hey Bulldog, and Let It Be, which did not appear on the album. Just to show you how exhaustive the project was, Martin says he went through 107 takes of Sexy Sadie and even things as mundane as George Harrison's lunch order. The White Album box set is out today. And the White Album, it's actually a double album, a lot of music on that double album. And there was tension. Yoko was in the studio and some other things leading to tension as well. Giles Martin seems to indicate that there was a certain amount of cooperation and goodwill among the Beatles, which runs counter to the reputation that the album has, but nevertheless, a lot of quirky and unusual songs on the album, and a lot of great music as well. It is 10:55, and I'll be back one more time right after these words.
This is the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels. Saturday, Ohio State heads to East Lansing to take on Michigan State. Draw handoff, Mike Weber, running left angle, 25-30. Weber, 35-40. Weber hits the 50, gets to the Michigan State 40. On the move to the Michigan State 20, to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone goes Mike Weber. Haskins the snap, back to pass. Cox's arm, fires middle of the field.
Yeah.
Touchdown, Saunders. C.J. Saunders catches a strike. We'll be on the air with the AEP Energy Buckeye pregame show beginning at 10:30 a.m.
Parkinson's disease is a neurological movement disorder affecting an estimated 1 million Americans, including many under age 40. It has no cure. Parkinson's is not limited to how a person moves. It can also cause symptoms like depression, fatigue, and impaired speech. Today, there is a new diagnosis every 9 minutes, though Parkinson's can be present for years before being diagnosed. The American Parkinson Disease Association is the largest grassroots network in the United States, working to help ease the burden and find the cure. For more than 50 years, APDA has funded pioneering research and provided critical support to those affected by Parkinson's. Visit APDAoptimism.org today to find out how you can help millions live with dignity and optimism. Your action today will help APDA put an end to Parkinson's disease.
I am dedicated. I am TNT.
With team and training, you will reach your best physical self so blood cancer patients can reach theirs. Change your life by joining a marathon, half marathon, triathlon, or a cycle event, and you'll change the lives of blood cancer patients.
I am committed. I am TNT.
After 600,000 participants and almost $1 billion raised for treatments, TNT has helped the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society make a significant impact in the advancement of blood cancer therapies that save lives every day.
I am making a difference. I am TNT.
Join TNT. Expand your circle of friends to be part of a very special community. Train with world-class trainers and have the chance to be part of the most exciting endurance sports events in the country. Or train on your own schedule with TNT Flex. Join TNT and fundraise while you train and take part in getting us all closer to a world without blood cancers.
Join TNT now. Go to teamintraining.org.
Life is full of bittersweet transitions. It's difficult to know how these changes will impact us over time. For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one can hit harder than expected and may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who served our country. Guys like me, That's why support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Together, we got this. Learn how you can help save a life at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
That wraps up our Communication Lines program today. I'd like to thank the Master Gardeners for being with us, David Marison, Bob Big Rig, and Tony Hatem. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Rainy day today with high temperatures in the lower 40s, chance of rain near 100%. Cloudy tonight with a chance of rain and snow showers in the evening, and a slight chance of snow showers after midnight, lows in the mid-20s, chance of precipitation 30%, and for tomorrow, partly sunny and cold with highs in the mid-30s. Tomorrow night, mainly clear, lows in the lower 20s. Sunday, Veterans Day, mostly sunny, cold with highs around 40. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 20s. And Monday, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-40s. Snow likely Monday night with rain likely. Little or no accumulation, though. Lows in the lower 30s, chance of precipitation 70%. And Tuesday, cloudy with a chance of rain. Snow likely, mainly in the morning, cold, with highs in the mid-30s. Right now it's 40 downtown. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It's 11 o'clock.